Ward Hurlburt is the chief medical officer with the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services. He studies the cost of healthcare in the state.
And across the board, the pricing in Alaska is notably much higher.
There are several factors behind high medical care costs in Alaska. It's expensive to get equipment to the state. Not everyone lives in a community with easy access to a hospital. And with fewer people in general, there are fewer trained professionals in the healthcare field. However, WalletHub released a report stating Alaska as the third best state in terms of keeping the cost of treating lung cancer low. Spokesperson for the group, Jill Gonzalez, says the study broke the data down into two categories.
So a favorable environment for lung cancer, and then lung cancer prevalence and prevention.
The study looked at where each state ranked in cigarette taxes, death rates from lung cancer, percent of smokers who attempted to quit, estimate of new lung cancer cases, air quality, top-ranked hospitals for cancer, and the price of a pack of smokes. Alaska is number one in the nation of most expensive cigarettes, but 11th in cigarette taxes. Gonzalez says if Alaska raised its taxes on cigarette, it could very easily be ranked one in the nation on her report.
Right now, Alaska is at about $8 a pack, and that's the best. And then when you come to the difference between that and the number one and two states, it comes at cigarette taxes. The top two states are Hawaii and D.C., and you'll see their taxes up at $4.30. And right now, Alaska's at $2.
Alaska also has intensive programs aimed to help people quit, even in rural communities. Alaska Quitline and the Text to Quit programs allow anyone with a phone or internet access to experience quit support. Gonzalez says programs like that make up for Alaska's mid-range hospital score. Alaska is ranked 29th in the nation for top-rated hospitals for cancer care. In Dillingham, I'm Thea Card.